Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Female Freedom Podcast. If you are ready to feel good and unleash your inner badass, you are in the right spot. That is why you must prioritize yourself. And there's 3 points that we're gonna go over today, which is hormone changes, stress, and being an example. And these can happen at any point in time of your life. I'm in my 40s. We're talking about in your 40s. It becomes extremely crucial. It's like everything is changing. The balancing point of, are you going to sink or are you going to swim? One thing is hormone changes. So we have hormones our whole entire life. They aren't all of a sudden new when we enter into our late 30s, 40s, early 50s. So know that there is an episode about hormones, but they can start to fluctuate even more. So you prioritizing yourself is going to help manage the symptoms, because that's what we experience. Hot flashes, mood swings, sleep. If you're not sleeping good, like that can all be coming from the changes in the adjustments in your hormones. Prioritizing you is part of keeping track of what is going on in your life. Maybe you're not getting good sleep. I go through this. I'm not getting good sleep. So work in reverse. If you know that, take a look at something that's been going on in your life. Oh my God. I am in a deep spiral of season 10 of Suits, and I'm staying up until 2 o'clock in the morning to watch one more episode. You've got to prioritize your sleep, because sleep can add to the moodiness, can add to the mood swings, can add to overeating, can add to feeling like shit. So we've got to really prioritize and be real with ourselves. Your sleep should be priority over one more episode or 10 more minutes on social media. If you have a kid, or you had kids, or you have nieces or nephews or grandkids or whatever it is, there truly is a reason why screen time is limited. And now here we are in this world of technology and all of the different things that technology brings on, with some are good, but turn it off. Put it down, prioritize your sleep. Prioritize moving. Movement helps balance, helps control and minimize your cortisol levels, which is a hormone that can also go crazy, your estrogen and testosterone. There's lots of things that you can do while moving your body with self-care practices and adding these things into your daily routine that are going to help manage the symptoms from hormonal changes that you may be experiencing now or in the future. The second one is stress management. And it's the same thing. These aren't things that, you know, a five-year-old truly can have stress. That could be hard, but it's not impossible. 15-year-olds have stress. Everybody has stress, but it seems as though when we enter into midlife or our 40s, everything kind of compounds. And so finding what works best for you to manage your stress is crucial. Is it time management? Are you trying to do a ton of things and saying yes to everybody and everything, and that is just stressing you the fuck out? Because that's what happens a lot. You're Superwoman, right? I'm Superwoman. I get it. We can do everything. But if we're trying to do everything and juggling everything and it is stressing us out, that is not good for mental or physical health. And that means you are not prioritizing you. And that's what's most important. That's what we need to do. So time management, do you need to ask for help? That's a tough one. We don't want to ask for help. Depending if you are, you know, in the stage of life like I am and you've been single for a long time, I don't need your fucking help. I could be carrying a 100-pound, Lord knows what, walking down, you know, the neighborhood. If you know me, you know I love bulk trash. And somebody, I could be sweating, my back could hurt, I could be, you know, falling all over, just wondering how in the hell I am actually going to get this back. And somebody could come up and say, do you need help? And you know what I would say? No, I'm good. No, I'm good. No, bitch, you need help. It's okay. I need help. I need help. Sometimes just getting that out and getting into the habit or the routine of saying, yeah, I do. It's raising your hand. I need help. Somebody help me. That can help eliminate some stress out of your life. Being mindful, you know, meditation, it's calming the mind. It's just releasing. There's tapping methods, massages. Go get yourself a massage. You deserve it. That's all part of stress management. And then prioritizing you is your role model. You're setting an example for someone. It could be somebody who sees you that you don't even know they see you. It could be your daughter or your son or your granddaughter or grandson or your niece or your nephew or the neighbor's kid. It could, there are a lot of eyes out there. But I promise you are setting an example for somebody. And how do you want that to be? Like in the eyes, take it back to you. You at 5 or 10 or 15 or 20. Your eyes back then, watching you now. What example do you want to be and set for her? Prioritizing yourself. You matter. You're important. You're confident. You work out. You show up for yourself. You eat healthy. You have strong, powerful friendships. You have great work-life balance. You do all of the things, and you're confident enough to ask for help when you need it, because that is self-love, and that is the example that you get to set when you are prioritizing yourself. If you need a start, if you need something, go to my website, kimrobertsfreedom.com. I can help you with a nutrition plan or a workout plan. I also do one-on-one narcissist abuse coaching. The important thing is that you're real with yourself, you recognize, and you start, because you have to, you must prioritize yourself, especially in your 40s. I hope this helps you. I hope this motivates you to get started, to take action and do something. Share this with somebody else who you know needs to hear this message too. I'll see you later.